Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to the Clear Money Programs podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Kurth, Community Relations Coordinator at Denver Community Credit Union. Denver Community is a not-for-profit financial institution serving the people of Denver, Jefferson, Adams, Arapahoe counties. On this show, I'd like to welcome Carrie Singer and Jackie Dietrich. Carrie serves as a business development representative with the Denver Office of Economic Development, and Jackie is the Commons on Champus Program Manager. Hi, Carrie and Jackie. Thanks for joining me.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Hi there.
My pleasure. Carrie, could you share what your role is at the Office of Economic Development for the City of Denver?
Absolutely. So I am a member of the business development team, and the team and I interface with entrepreneurs and businesses across all industries and throughout all stages of growth. Our goal really is to ensure that Denver is a welcoming place to do business so that business owners choose to start here, grow here, and expand here. The city, specifically the Office of Economic Development, offers a wide array of tools and resources to assist entrepreneurs. Some of these include access to low-interest financing, so small business loans, tax credit incentives, grant monies for workforce and training purposes. Additionally, the team provides one-on-one consulting and introductions to community organizations and local networks. It's a fantastic team.
Cool. Jackie, could you tell us a little about what you do at the Commons on Champa?
At the Commons, our work is really around creating a strong culture of entrepreneurship and innovation in downtown Denver. So we look at what entrepreneurs in our community really need and then how the Commons can bring community and resources together to address those needs. This includes organizing programs and events at our location, which is 1245 Champa Street, and that has served over 25,000 community participants and about 300 programs and financial supporting organizations that have contributed to that work.
That's awesome. So what exactly is the Commons on Champa?
It's Denver's home for entrepreneurship. We really know that the entrepreneurship journey can be difficult. It's really challenging. So we created this unique public hub in downtown where that community can come together to be involved in entrepreneurship and to share ideas, whether that's through resources, relationships, tools, all for starting and growing your business. The Commons champions all kinds of businesses, whether it's retail or manufacturing, services, technology. Like I said, we've worked with over 300 for and not-for-profit partners to really ensure that entrepreneurs can access low and no-cost programs and resources, and 85% of those here have been free and open to the public.
Carrie? Yeah, and I just want to mention that I think the Commons on Champa is an excellent example of a successful public-private partnership. So the city's Office of Economic Development has a satellite office located here on the second floor, and this is where entrepreneurs can meet one-on-one with an advisor and gain access to resources to further support their business growth. This is free of charge and available Monday through Friday. The advisory team is comprised of both city staff as well as community partners, all who have unique areas of expertise to assist entrepreneurs.
That's awesome. So what was the vision and purpose behind creating the Commons on Champa?
Well, it's an initiative of the Downtown Denver Partnership, which is a 60-year-old nonprofit business organization that plans and manages and develops the downtown area. So there's about 700 member organizations that are part of that partnership. And it was really this vision that entrepreneurship is a main pathway to making downtown Denver an even better place for people to live and work and play. So in seeing that power and passion for our community through efforts like Denver Startup Week, the partnership had this idea that there could be a community hub that would really foster that entrepreneurial spirit and would help to build a world-class ecosystem that really supports new and growing businesses. So we opened in May of 2015.
And I think, too, from a city standpoint, the Commons on Champa was formed to boost Denver's economy and foster innovation as well as business development. I think the work that we're doing here is really about turning entrepreneurs' ideas into successful startups and setting them on a solid path to grow here in Denver. Denver startup community is booming, and the Commons on Champa is here to help entrepreneurs realize their dreams and create jobs and more opportunities in our city.
Great. What kind of programming and resources does the Commons on Champa offer in addition to those you've mentioned?
So entrepreneurs can find an amazing suite of really practical and accessible startup resources at the Commons, thanks to our founding partners that are involved in what we do, which includes the Office of Economic Development, as well as the Colorado Technology Association. So the city actually provided a lease for $1 a year so that we could open the space. And that enables us to create a place where community organizers can host a variety of programs, whether it's workshops that are trainings or events for entrepreneurs that happen weekly here, a resource navigator on our website that lists over 80 service providers that exist to help businesses get started. Our mentorship program is both in person through events, but also an online platform where entrepreneurs can connect to leaders and experts in the Denver area that are really committed to supporting the next generation of business leaders. So that's across industries and across verticals. So then we have two new programs that are starting in May, and that is one, Women on the Rise, which is an initiative led by Denver's top female business leaders that really supports the next generation of female founders, and then Co-Starters, which is a 9-week program that will be held here at the Commons that's funded by the Kauffman Foundation and is really to help aspiring entrepreneurs turn their business idea into a sustainable and thriving business. So it's focused on women and minorities, and the applications are now open for it to start on May 17th.
And I'll just mention, in regards to the advisory team that's housed here, each advisor has a unique area of expertise, whether it be industry expertise or technical expertise. Some of the industries that we really offer in-depth consulting on include professional services, hospitality and retail, manufacturing. In terms of the technical expertise, whether it be preparing a business plan, including financials, the advisors here really are equipped to address some of those needs. And just to reference very quickly some of our partners that office out of the Commons on Champa, certainly the city's Office of Economic Development, the U.S. Small Business Administration, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, SparkU, Patriot Boot Camp, the Colorado Enterprise Fund, et cetera, et cetera. So again, the knowledge really is deep when it comes to that technical expertise. You know, additionally, I'll mention the city also plays a role in the programming that's offered here at the Commons on Champa. We work with a lot of community organizations, certainly government agencies, as well as corporate partners. So again, Monday through Friday, we really have a robust lineup of sessions that by and large are free and available to the community. The first week of May, we're working very closely with the U.S. Small Business Administration to roll out events for National Small Business Week. So again, that just gives you one example of some of the great things that are happening here.
That's amazing. Such great resources. Who founded the Commons on Champa? It sounds like a very collaborative approach was taken.
It is an incredible public-private partnership, one that is recognized nationally for how innovative it was. So the Downtown Denver partnership really conceived of this of the concept of having a public hub that would serve the community at large. And the City of Denver and the Office of Economic Development and the Colorado Technology Association were really our thought partners in how to create a really cutting-edge type of space that enables entrepreneurs from all walks of life to walk through the door and be able to collaborate, to share an idea, or to find a resource that they need to get to the next step.
Fantastic. Is there community space available for entrepreneurs and groups to use at the Commons on Champa?
Absolutely. That is the spirit. The Commons offers about 22,000 square feet of meeting, work, and event space. So our Innovation Lounge is open to the public Monday through Friday. Anyone can drop in and work or host meetings. We have that free meeting space that has high-speed Xfinity Wi-Fi. That's available to any entrepreneur, and our programs and event spaces accommodate groups of between 12 and 200. We also have low-cost month-to-month desk leasing available on the second floor of our facility, and you can find early-stage companies getting their start at the Commons throughout the year.
Well said, well said. This really is the place to host your gathering, your meetup, you know, anything that supports Denver's entrepreneurial ecosystem, this is a great place to start.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. I encourage anyone who hasn't been by there for a tour or a look around to do so. Does the Commons on Champa only serve entrepreneurs and business-related groups? I know that's aligned with the mission.
We're really working to create that culture of entrepreneurship and innovation for downtown Denver. So we're interested in supporting a variety of groups who support the innovation or the economic development or entrepreneurship initiatives and contribute to that ecosystem. So in Denver, that comes in many, many shapes and forms.
And as Jackie mentioned, our nonprofit ecosystem truly is instrumental in the services that they offer to startups. So we work with a wide array of nonprofit organizations who are mission aligned and who have that vision to serve the startup community.
Absolutely. Where can listeners find out more about the Commons on Champa and see all of your upcoming events and offerings?
Well, we'd love for folks to stop by and experience the Commons for themselves. So your listeners can learn more about our programs and events and subscribe to our newsletter to keep up with all of our events and programs. We're on Facebook at the Commons on Champa, and at Commons on Champa is our Twitter handle, but you can find us at thecommons.co.
Fantastic. And I'll mention the Denver Office of Economic Development has many links embedded into the Commons website. But to learn more about the resources and incentives that I referenced earlier, that site would be www.denvergov.org/OED.
Great. Thank you both so much for your time and for sharing your expertise. Listeners, you can follow Denver Community on Twitter or Facebook for personal finance tips and community news. Our website is denvercommunity.coop/education. Thanks for listening.
Thanks again.